listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to The Max and Max and Friends. This is Max Tucci, your host, and I got my co-host, Tamara Bowman, in the house. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday. Max, it's so good to be back on the show again. I love our Sunday nights. I love our inner circle because we've got some amazing guests here with us tonight.
You know what? I'm not even doing an intro to the show tonight because there is so much going on. We've got Jack McEnroth. Y'all know him from Project Runway. He's going to be on in just a minute with a rant about Oprah's show recently. We've also got Bill Walsh. Everyone, check out PowerTeamInternational.com. Check that out for sure. And let's just dive into the show, Tamara. First of all, how was your week?
Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely incredible, Max. I'm telling you, I'm still buzzing from the week. It was just incredible.
We're going to get your buzz after we have our guests on. Everyone, check out blog.jackmcenroth.com. I feel like I'm on speed right now, like we got a rush. But let me tone it down, chill out just a little bit, and welcome y'all. So, recently, Tamara, I saw one of Jack's blogs on blog.jackmcenroth.com. You know, Jack and I are both, we both are contributors to fashionnewslive.com. So,
plug there.
But anyway, Jack was a little bit upset with a recent Oprah show because Oprah had on those women that were all infected by HIV, infected and affected by HIV. A man had slept with all of these women and had passed along the disease to them. But Jack had a different point of view because, you know, he's been living with HIV now for 20 years and is not ashamed by any means. He is the voice, the poster child of HIV. And so when this show came out, he was a little bit pissed off, let's say. So nonetheless, go to blog.jackmcenroth.com to read his article. But even better, we've got him here in the studio. We've got the Out Games of Copenhagen award medalist for swimming, the blogger, the Fashion News Live, the Project Runway star, Jack McEnroth. What's going on?
Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. What's up? Actually, you know, you can just go to an easier way. If you just go to jackmcenroth.com, and one of there's a tab that says my blog. But, yeah, I mean, to address what you were saying, interestingly enough, I do my own radio show, and I spoke to the head woman. Her name is Diane Reeves, and she's the one who brought the whole lawsuit down, and she was actually really cool, and I didn't have a problem with, you know, she's actually really sweet, and it was, of course, she's only been living with HIV for 3 years, and still kind of, and she was diagnosed with full-on AIDS, and she had, like, 45 T-cells when she found out, but I was just irritated because I felt like, first of all, my first beef was with the women that went on in disguise, and
why don't you give us tell us about the Oprah show, for those who didn't see it.
Well, basically what it was is there was this guy, and he was a real douchebag. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He was claiming to be in the relationship with this woman named Diane for 4 years, and he claimed that it was monogamous. And what they come to find out, the abbreviated version, is that he actually knew he was HIV positive for much of the time, and he was sleeping with 9 women total at the same time. And I think, consequently, they know of 11 women that are infected with HIV through him. And he ended up, you know, they pressed charges, and he ended up, now he's in jail with a 45-year sentence. So,
and what pissed you off about this?
Well, first of all, I mean, it wasn't the women's fault. I get that. It was how the producers handle it. Number one, 3 of the 5 women on the panel were in disguise. I mean, they were wearing wigs, heavy makeup, glasses. And to me, it sends a message that, okay, it's shameful to be HIV positive or why wear a disguise. And you know, I get it, but then if you're ashamed and you're still dealing with the stigma of HIV, then don't go on Oprah. And I asked Diane about it specifically, and she's like, well, I understand that, but the producer said it would be more powerful if there were more of us there. So I was like, shame on the producers for that. So that pissed me off. And then there was just a couple things with, you know, they, of course, for ratings and to keep the viewers intrigued and whatnot, sensationalism. They spent a lot of time on finding out they were HIV positive and how they felt betrayed and all those things, which that's important, yes, but there was actually no follow-up. You didn't hear about, I got to finally talk to Diane about how she's doing health-wise, what treatment she's on, what treatment options are available for someone who finds out they're HIV positive. They didn't address any of that. They just made it seem like this man is a jerk, which he was. These women are all going to die in the end. And there just was really no follow through. I just thought
and
it was
then irresponsible. They referred to him as they referred to him as a loaded gun, and I know that pissed you off too.
Yeah, and I mean, and I get it. I just think, you know, and also these women are still really reeling. It's fairly new for them, but you know, vilifying people because they have HIV, it's not a proper analogy to call someone a loaded gun. Yeah, you know, we are, you know, someone who is HIV positive is carrying a potentially contagious disease that, if not taken care of, can be fatal. But it's not the same as shooting a gun at someone. Let's be clear about that. So, and then there was a couple other things I had issue with. I just thought that, you know, at one point one woman said that her daughter was suspicious because she was using her mascara. And it implied, I mean, she didn't say, oh, by the way, you can get HIV by sharing mascara. But it was implied. And the thing is, if this was the Wendy Williams show and, you know, 10 people watched it, who cares? But Oprah influences millions and millions of people around the world. And so to sort of imply that toothbrushes can be iffy, and, like, I think it's getting really close to hysteria. And that's, I thought it should have been more well explained. Yes, technically it's possible to catch HIV by sharing a razor, and that would be if the person, you know, had highly infectious HIV blood all over the razor, and then it immediately went into the cut of another person. Yeah, that can really be said about any implement. You know, I just thought that the implications and the, I just thought it was vague, and they should have done a much better job of educating as opposed to just dealing with it in a really sensational way. So I wrote my blog piece. It got picked up by 4 other blogs. I got a million messages from people. So
it was an amazing blog. And the minute that I read the blog, I called my producers like, we got to have Jack back on the show because you all been – Jack's been here before. So check out the archives. And Jack's been a regular here on LA Talk Radio. You were just on another show too. So you're just – you're going around LA Talk Radio, my friend.
I guess I just don't shut up, you know.
And that's why you're the voice. What, Tamara?
Yeah, and Jack, you're an expert. I mean, here you've been living with the HIV, and you're very healthy. You've been in the Olympics. You've done monumental things and accomplishments. You're healthy. So, I mean, to really be able to hear from you, that other side is advantageous for all of us.
Well, right, and that's what I thought was sort of irresponsible on the producer side, is to not have a counter voice to say, okay, yeah, what happened to you, woman, was horrible. This guy was, you know, irresponsible at best, but okay, there's also hope for you, and hope for, you know, there's a million plus people in the U.S. alone living with HIV, and there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that are newly diagnosed, and it's like, to have a shock, it was just irresponsible to have a show that's only purpose was to shock, and didn't say, like, okay, well, this was unfortunate that happened to these women, have another doctor that was a little, I thought their doctor was not very, they have
I
one in
say
the audience,
have
but
you.
Was,
they should have you. They need you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and just to say, like, listen, here's an example of someone who's been living with HIV for 20 years. There's a lot of us that are doing well. You know, they're not to paint a perfect picture either. I mean, I do want to say there are side effects from medications. There are worst-case scenarios. It's not a picnic, but they didn't even explore any of that, so... Mm-hmm. That was my issue, and I hope they, you know. And, you know, what was interesting is someone wrote to me, and it's in her Wikipedia page, which doesn't necessarily make it fact, but Oprah had a half-brother who died of AIDS, and that's in her Wikipedia page. And I don't know how accurate and true that is, but it's like you would think she'd be a little bit more sympathetic or empathetic. So I don't know. I had a problem with the whole show. I'm glad the women have a voice. Will have a voice finally, but I thought it could have been handled a lot better.
And I think it's just a beautiful reminder for us. The bottom line is honesty, and just to be able to share with where you're at, you know, what kinds of things you're dealing with, whether it's HIV, whether it's an STD, or whether it's, you know, anything like that. To be able to be upfront, honest, so that everybody knows exactly what it is they're dealing with. Because if you're going to establish any kind of relationship of trust, I mean, there's no sense in withholding truth in any intimate relationship that you're about to embark in.
Right.
Right. You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's not that there's not going to be somebody out there for you. It's not a quantity problem. It's a sorting problem. So if you can just say, you know, next,
right.
You know, and you get right out and upfront with what's going to work for someone and what's not.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think one of the comments I made as well is that, and the reason I had an issue with women being in disguise is I get it that because there is a stigma of being HIV positive, and we're, you know, I'm trying to be a one man show to eradicate that. But I think we need to talk about it. And then it's a roller, you know, it has a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no stigma, then people are more readily apt to get tested and people take care of their health better. It's when people are ashamed and there's this whole, you know, guides and all these misconceptions surrounding HIV, then people don't get tested and then their viral loads get out of control. And then they, you know, are responsible and they end up lying to their partners, and it's just a lose-lose situation. So I think, you know, Oprah with her platform could have done a huge service by bringing it into the public discussion again and talking about the right ways to deal with HIV as opposed to just having this sensationalist story.
Jack, sure. Can you give us real quick the statistics right now? Who is, like, I know it's hard to say exactly who, but what is the highest percentile right now in the United States of those that are, like, affected most with HIV? Is it black? Is it white? Is it gay? Is it straight?
You know, in the U.S., it's still primarily is men who have sex with men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know percentages. I'm not a statistician. Globally, mm-hmm. it's a heterosexual disease. In Africa, it's completely heterosexual. I mean, not
right.
completely, but... You know,
well,
I
heard in the States right now that the highest risk right now is African-American females.
The rates, as far as I know, within these groups, as far as infection rates, increasing rates is highest among African-American people, is the highest increasing rate.
Now, so, where do people go to get information?
I don't really know. I mean, I know there's a lot of great websites as far as, like, you can go to AIDSmeds.com, you can go to PAWS.com, you can go to the CDC website. I don't know that offhand, but, you know, there's tons of information out there just as far as, like, how you can track the disease, what treatments you can find, all that stuff. It's readily available.
And then for Hope, go to JackMcEnroth.com, right?
Call me, email me. Actually, you know what, a lot of people do email me and contact me through Facebook, and if they have questions and stuff about HIV, I always answer. So if you really seriously do have a sincere question, I'll write you back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to get this out there because, it's something that has to be addressed, and, you know, it's nice to hear that there is hope. And it's inspirational here that there's hope and that there's not the stigmatism and that there's people are not loaded guns, but basically protect yourself, get tested. What else would you recommend? Honesty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, I always say Oprah, they're advocating get tested, but they didn't provide any follow through. So why would you get tested if you're, like, basically the moral to their story was, oh yeah, if you get tested and then you have unprotected sex with someone, you can go to jail. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, get tested, because the earlier you know, the better. The more intact your immune system is when you do find out you're positive, the better results you'll have with treatment. And then know that there are a lot of treatment options that are very effective. Yes, they're not all without side effects, but there are treatment options as opposed to when I was diagnosed in, like, 1989 and you basically died. So, you know, it's a scary thing to contract HIV regardless, but knowing is better than not knowing, and there are a lot of treatment options, and you can live, like, a healthy, normal life. So,
like you do.
Keep that in mind, like me.
Like
yes.
you do. Mr. Gold Medalist. Did you win a gold out in the Out Games?
I won 2 gold, 4 silver, and 2 bronze.
All right, just brag
awesome.
About it.
Awesome, Jack.
All right, Jack. Well, we thank you so much for coming on to get your point across, and... Basically, I just
maybe you'll see me on Oprah in a couple of months.
And we look forward to it. And you know what? On a side note, you can't go after her producers, because I know for a fact that whatever goes through her producers, ultimately she does, and she's the final word, as we all know. So get on her a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to attack anyone. I just think when you're not educated on the subject, you make mistakes. So we all need to get educated.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
good.
Jack. Well, we're going to get educated.
All right,
now.
Guys.
Taking a
have a great show.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jack. All right, so Tamara, what I was saying is we're going to get educated now on basically taking success and building it into one of the most positive things in your life.
Yes.
So I just wanted to have Jack on. Amazing story, though, about this guy, isn't it? And all these women.
That's incredible. Boy, what a reminder to just really listen to our intuition, be conscientious of who you're sleeping with, and, you know, just knowing someone's background. That's why I love being around like-minded people, you know, so you're just constantly within circles where friends know friends. I think when you get isolated and you're out there and you're just picking up people in bars and things like that, and you're just not real careful, that's when stuff like that can happen.
That's when it can happen. And I just got a text message on my T-Mobile Sidekick. So people are loving that we had Jack on tonight, and they want to thank him for being a voice. So thanks for that text message. But anyhow, all right. So we've got to move along. PowerInternational.com. Bill Walsh, check him out, everyone, because we're going to take your business, whatever it may be, and tonight we're going to give you the steps on how to make it into a successful one and one where you will reap the benefits.
And so Max, let me tell you, I just heard this guy today. I mean, he is pumped. He is animated. He is powerful. And he is ready to make people's dreams happen. I mean, he's kind of all about that. If you're ready to be your own boss and you really got a team of people around you, he's got the leadership that can take you there. He's not only a business coach, but he helps with venture capital. So, bless his heart. I mean, what a guy. So I've known him for a couple of years and, just a go-getter. And, I'm so excited. We are so blessed to have him a part of LA Talk Radio. So
we've got to pull him up when he's ready to pull up his mic. Bill Walsh, you're welcome on the show. We can't wait to have you on. I know that he's in a meeting right now, so he's on standby. So once he gets the word, he's going to come on. But Tamara,
hey guys, I'm here. How you doing?
We got Bill Walsh on the show. Everyone,
can you hear
check
me
out
live in LA Talk Radio. I'm listening to the show. You guys sound so cool on the radio.
Wow! Thank you.
You know, we're trying to get our success coach on the line. So we were successful in getting you on. We're so glad that you're here. And you know what, Bill? Why don't you tell everyone exactly what PowerTeamInternational.com is all about?
You know, here's what it is, guys. We're about helping people, and if you look at a high level, we're a venture coach and a venture capital and business coaching team that is very focused on inspiring and empowering entrepreneurs to really achieve and succeed in their lives. And we do this globally. My customers in 30 countries. I'm very, very blessed in this down economy, as they call it, and all these challenges. We've had record quarter-over-quarter growth because it really is about, you know, if you're present to what's possible, this is without a doubt the greatest time to be an entrepreneur. You know, but if you listen to all the negative news in the media, you begin to believe it. You know, and what we focus on are where are the areas, where is the potential for people that are really serious to create mass wealth? And I'm telling you, this is the age of global entrepreneurship.
Yes.
This is the age. You know, I got to interrupt real quick, Tamara. You know, they always say that during a depression and a recession is the time to gain great wealth. Do you agree, Bill?
I totally agree. More than that. What you're seeing happen, I mean, there's a story of a 13-year-old. She sells her grandmother's pancake recipe. She makes more than $500,000 a year.
By selling what?
This was selling a pancake recipe for syrup and pancakes. Can you believe this? She's 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's really happening, right? The age of collaborative entrepreneurship, where folks are working together and literally where things are moving faster than the speed of light, it seems like. Because before 10 years ago, you could never have said that some lady recorded a little music on a TV show and it was actually viewed more times than the President of the United States' inaugural speech. Never happened before, but we live in an age where literally if you open a company called International and you put your business on the web, you are truly an international business.
Just like we're an international radio station.
Right.
Yeah, instantly. But 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you launched your business in Wichita, Kansas. You were doing business in Wichita, Kansas. But you could ever come from newspapers or spend the kind of media dollars that, let's face it, most small business in America didn't have those dollars. But today you're seeing millionaire internet entrepreneurs launched from their garages. And you're seeing other companies that are taking notice of this. I'll give you a good example of this. most people don't know what the largest shoe store in the world is. And it's only about 8 to 10 years old. And here's the difference. The guy had the idea. He built $1 billion shoe company from Las Vegas with only one store.
Zappos.
But he changed the whole model. Zappos, absolutely. He changed the whole model. Tony Heist said, listen, we're going to deliver to you every shoe that we have that's on our website and make them all available in stock. Matter of fact, we'll deliver them to you for free and we'll pick them up for free if you don't like them. And what they found is that people like the convenience of point, click, and shop, while meanwhile all these other stores are closed.
Did you work with Zappos?
I think we have a bad connection. Do you hear that, Tamara?
I do.
Well,
do you hear that?
No, yeah, I think, Bill, I think we're losing you a bit. But if you can hear us, Bill, I wanted to ask.
What I said is, if you're not present to the new economy, you're in a lot of trouble.
Mm.
Absolutely. And you know what, Bill? I wanted to ask you, what is the number one people ask you? The number one question people ask you.
Well, I think the number one question a lot of times is to say, you know, where does it all start? And that's a big question. How do you start? Where does it come from? And I'm going to tell you tonight that it starts from the inside out. You've got to have a passion. You've got to have a vision. You've got to have a belief in yourself. And you've got to be a part of something that's so much bigger than, well, I want to make money. You know, I want these things. It's not about wanting things. It's about knowing in your heart and starting inside that you have absolute belief and faith in where you're going. And so people ask me, well, what, you know, where do I start? Well, I can tell you that it starts with you. If you want things to change, you've got to change. If you want things to get better, you've got to get better.
Well, you know, Bill, I always say, Bill, do you agree with this? I always say change doesn't change until you change.
Yeah, but most people aren't even present to the fact that they have to change. The scary part is that most people live their lives spending 10-plus years watching TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
10 years of their life has gone away watching TV, which means they don't even realize that they're missing it. If you've been driving home and you're supposed to stop at a restaurant and you drive right past the exit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, who do you think's driving the car? It's not you.
Mm.
It's your subconscious mind, your program. So people are programmed, believe it or not, for all the negative garbage and all their belief systems that have been built up that, you know, when you're a kid, what do your parents tell you? No, 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 no. This is not going to work. No, 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 no. Well, I'll give you the complete opposite of that. The Dalai Lama found out that he was the Dalai Lama when he was 2 years old. And he was told that you're going to change the world. You're going to inspire nations. You're going to lead people. You're going to make a huge difference in the world. Now, that's all he was told since he was 2 years old. Could you imagine if kids today were told that they're absolute champions from day one? Mm-hmm. You're also a path that leads you to a place of living a more powerful life. You see, all of a sudden now what happens is that you've got a culture of kids that have absolute belief and faith that it's possible, and they come from a different place than being negative, negative, negative.
All right, now let me ask you a question, Bill. Let me ask you a question, because people who have been, you know, beat, not physically, but mentally beat up, they're mentally down, they don't feel they can succeed, they don't feel they have the power, they don't feel that they can make it, okay? So now let's say we have these people, how do we train their mind to make them succeed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, they should write this down. When you change, your environment changes.
Yeah.
When you change, your environment changes. And I'll give you a great example of this. There's no way to win a game unless you can score, right? So in life and in business and whatever it is, right, you've got to have those short-term little victories. You can't just go from having, you know, I'm at the bottom of the run, because it doesn't matter where you're at. It really doesn't. It's not about where you're at. Tell me about where you're going. And you've got to have some short-term victories. But I'll tell you a big part of that, and Marilyn Savant said it best, and a lot of other people said, Charlie Tremendous Jones said it best. He said, tell me about the people that you spend your time with.
Yes.
He said, tell me about the books that you read. And I'll tell you exactly where you'll be in 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different. You can read books for free at Croxton Burnt Tunnels. You can read books for free at every library. And if you don't like the people that you're around, then change the environment. You know, this weekend in L.A., Richard Branson is here tomorrow having an event, right? Go find some people that want to be inspired. If you stay around negative people, you'll become negative. If you stay around losers, you'll become a loser.
Okay, I agree with this, but it's not so easy. You know, how do people just get up and change their environment if they've got, besides faith, let's say they have nothing besides a leap of faith, how do they get up and go if they can't? Situations, you know, I'll play the devil's advocate. People can't pay their mortgages. People are in marriages they want to be out of, but they don't have the resources to get out. How do we get people out of their environment to be able to be in a place where they can succeed?
First of all,
we got the breakthrough answer, and we're losing you.
somebody says, I want to quit smoking, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that? People want to quit smoking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal. I say, I can help you quit smoking today. You'll quit by tomorrow. They're like, no, there's no way you can do that. I said, absolutely. I can help you quit smoking by tomorrow. They're like, well, how would I do that? And I ask them very specifically. I say, well, do me a favor and pull out your checkbook. They're like, my checkbook? I said, yes, pull out your checkbook. They're like, why would I pull out my checkbook? I said, just pull out your checkbook. You said you want to quit smoking, right? They say, yeah. I said, great. How much you got in your checkbook? And they tell me they got 10 grand or 15 grand or 20 grand or whatever it is, right? I said, great. Write me a check out to the American Cancer Association for $15,000 for every dime that you have in your checking account. And now, if I or anybody that we know sees you have one cigarette in the next 6 months, right, the check goes to the American Cancer Society. Now, does anybody think that a cigarette would taste that good?
Yes.
People. It might be $10 a pack, right?
All right. But you know, people, you know, listen, I'm a firm believer. I think if you want to quit smoking, you're going to quit yourself. Just stop. I think that it's, you know, it's mind over matter and you can do it. But people do have that,
no,
you know.
But there's got to be enough pain associated to it.
All right, I get the pain associated.
There's got to be a price. Yeah, but I think that's an excellent question that you asked there, Max, because I tell you, Bill and I were just at an event where, you know, these are the kind of environments or people that we love to hang out with, and there was Mark Victor Hansen was there, Bob Proctor, T. Harv Eker, John Gray, and here Bernie Dorman was there. These are people who are infusing themselves with what is possible versus what is not possible. And I'm telling you, none of us watch TV. We just don't, because, you know, it's like garbage in, garbage out. And I know that Bill is all about, you know, teamwork and coming together, and let's focus on what can work versus what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of support that's available, I believe, for anybody who signs up for his programs, who, you know, is wanting to do and be their own boss and have a whole new different reality, because we're constantly being the actors on our stage in life. And mm-hmm. What is it? What part do you want to play now is what's available when you step out and you just take the leap of faith.
I get the leap of faith, you guys. Bill and Tamara, I get the leap of faith. But let's mm-hmm. say there's a caller, there's a listener out there right now, okay? They live mm-hmm. in an environment that they're not happy in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to be able to do? They don't have the resources to be in the environment they want to be in. They've got some situations that they're in that they can't just get up and leave. How do we break that shell for their success and their freedom, Bill?
I can tell you that it all starts with small steps. I don't mm-hmm. tell people, go quit your job and go live your dreams. I say, just do this. Spend a little bit more time investing in yourself than you do in your job.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Spend a little bit more time every day. Because wherever you're at today, financially, physically, spiritually, whatever it is, it's because precisely what you've been doing, your actions for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I do believe is that behavior never lies. Behavior never lies. So if you've got bad habits, you're going to wind up in a bad place. Mm-hmm. If you've got really successful habits, you're going to wind up spending time with even more successful people. And I don't believe it changes overnight. You know, so mm-hmm. if you don't like where you're at, we'll help you Gantt. We'll help you plan a new 2-year strategy to create a new you. I don't believe it's about get rich quick. People that get rich quick, they get broke faster.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And you know why that's the truth?
Why
I'll back that up.
Because
you know what, Bill? Where you say the truth about that is you see people who instantly win the lotto and they win hundreds of millions of dollars. And mm-hmm. then within 1 year, they're completely broke. They're suicidal. Someone in their family has killed themselves. Everything has gone downhill. And that's mm-hmm. the story with I saw a documentary about it with the lottery and the winner and winners of lottery and how mm-hmm. people who've had nothing won. And then all of a sudden They fall down that slippery slide of failure because they don't know how to manage themselves and they don't know how to put themselves into a space where they can get that success. But Bill, I want to ask you a question now. Let's say that there's someone who has designed a product, for instance, okay? And they really believe in this product. They think it's going to be successful. They're looking for the finances to do it. How do you build a tree, let's say? Let's start with the roots. What are the roots into developing a product or a concept that someone has?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, if you've got a product that you want to bring to market, right? Let's say that you're not really sure, but you got an idea, right? Mm-hmm. You got to do a little bit of homework, which means mm-hmm. you've got to write a really good executive summary and do some homework on your product and your story and what it's. Second thing is you better go out and if you get it patented, right? You got to get a patent for the product. Now, if you don't know how to do all that, right, there's a number of firms that do that we'll connect you with, right? We'll help you with the implementation and the plan and the partners to get it done. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, if you got that great idea, make sure you get it protected, right? So we Absolutely. Recommend that you always use what's called an NDA, right? Mm-hmm. A non-disclosure document so that someone can't go around you. They can't, you know, go to the next person and shift with your idea. But I think a lot of it, first of all, you got a great idea. Find some people. Don't go to these things where you buy these infomercials on TV. Find some folks that can help you get there. Louis Foreman's a good friend of mine. He runs Inventus. They'll mm-hmm. actually take you from product to big box. So let's say you've invented a really new way to, you know.
Well, let's break this down, Bill. Let's break this down. Because my co-host, Tamara, I know you know Tamara, but I don't know if you know what she's up to. Tamara mm-hmm. is designing a vibrator right now that we both know, and I've read the whole thing, and I've mm-hmm. signed the NDA, the non-disclosure, and she has got this product that's going to be phenomenal. She now mm-hmm. is looking to get to the next step. How do we get to the next step once everything is together, and now you've got the product, and you're ready to run?
Okay, mm-hmm. the next step is who's the most successful five distributors in that space that sell those products?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, find out who those guys are and get to the CEOs, get to the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
The other option you have is become your own internet e-tailer, right? I mean, let's face it, you don't want to be in a brick-and-mortar space anymore. But if you can find one of two things, either become your own online store and create the buzz, create the energy, create the noise about it, right? You know it's all about buzz in this world, right? If mm-hmm. not, find the top five distributors you want to partner with. And go absolutely out of your way to figure out how to get in touch with them to create value for them, whether it's sending them the product or shipping it to them and find, listen, we would like to build a joint venture for this product. Here's our patent to raise. I think this is a story. And we would love to have you as a joint venture partner, either as an investor partner. Because let's face it, whoever owns the customer channel, right, mm-hmm. whoever owns the distribution wins.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to try to compete with, you know, let's just say that you had a great beer product, right, and you want to bring out a new beer, and you want to sell that new beer in Chicago. You're going to have to go through the Miller Group. You're going to have to go through Hayes Distribution. You'll have to go to the guys that own the channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll never get to the bars. You'll never get to all the facilities because they already own the channel.
So you start at the top.
Get in partnership with the channel.
So you're saying if you got a product or if you believe you got something that's going to be successful, start at the top, go fearlessly into the night, grab the top, and get people
Absolutely.
Involved.
Once you make sure your product is protected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you make sure you've done your job, make sure that you've got the patent in place for it,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely, listen, it's guerrilla warfare, baby. If you're not willing to go out there and do those things that other people won't do, you're not going to have the success.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen for you. You'll have a great product that nobody knows about. I hear it all the time. You could be the greatest range in the world. You're from the Mojave Desert, and nobody can find you, right? How many distributors do you do?
Mm-hmm.
None, which means the same thing in product distribution, right? Rule number one is customers are good for business.
I'm feeling this. I hope everyone out there is feeling it. You know what, everyone? Let me break it down to you real quick. If you want to get more information, you've got to go to powerteaminternational.com because there's a free Power Team International Success Coaching Session, and you get a free 30-minute confidential consultation. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, plus here's something else we'll give away. We'll give away more than $1,000 in free gifts tonight for all your listeners. They can actually go to this website, mm-hmm. Power Team Tips, powerteamtips.com. OurTeamTips.com. Just put in your first name, put in your email. We're going to send you out more than $1,000 in free gifts, some really cool stuff right over the web, including some amazing videos you'll get to watch. Now, if you're on your cell phone, and it's all about technology, the future of growth is those that own the technology space. If you've got your cell phone tonight, you can pull out your cell phone as you're listening. You can go to your text message. You can text message to this number, 69302. 69302, and type in the word power team as your message. Press send, and we'll send you all that free stuff. We'll send you all the information right to your cell phone. How cool is that?
Mm.
You see, it's all about making things easy, right?
Yes.
It's all about making things easy. Again, everyone, text 69302. Type in the word power team, and you're going to get thousands of dollars of information, $1,000 of information. Text right to your cell phone. Otherwise, go to powerteamtips.com, type in your name, and get on the road to success, people. Right, Bill?
Absolutely. And, you know, guys, don't be afraid. You can be a seasoned business or someone that has no business. You know, our Rainmaker Summit program, which is our very intensive 2.5-day program, we've been doing this now for about 4 years. We do it in Canada. Now we're doing it in Europe. We do it all over the United States. I mean, if you've ever thought about launching a business or growing your business, our Rainmaker Summit program is designed specifically for you. It's a very intensive program that starts with Friday night, where we go through all the personal development. Saturday, we take you through all the systems to run your business. We'll teach you, we'll show you how to get capital, how to get the right partners, how to get the right joint ventures, how to get your product online, how to launch your website. You actually build your website right while you're there with our team to help you do that. We'll teach you how to get traffic to your website. We'll teach you how to have the newsletters and ebooks and blogs and all the things you need from the system side to create that success. Saturday night, we do Breakthrough Night, where we actually help you break through all the things you've been dealing with in your life, right? So talking about all those challenges, just got to get out of the way so you can really clear the way to the future. And then Sunday, we take you through the accountability process. My partner is a very, very small company called Franklin Covey, Plan Plus Online. You probably heard of Franklin Covey, a little billion-dollar company out there in Salt Lake City. That's all about empowering people to be even more accountable. And then, so on Sunday, we take you through the process to get the clutter out of your life, get totally organized, and build marketing systems so that you win. And
wow.
This is all in a comprehensive weekend that literally after that, we do 90 days of follow-up. Literally thousands of people have been through this program. It's changed their lives. And we're helping people. We're helping entrepreneurs all over the country and all throughout Europe now really launch and build very successful companies. Because it goes back to having the recipe.
Hmm. And you know, Bill, this has got to be really rewarding for you too. I mean, just vicariously watching your clients go from having just the idea to actually being multimillionaires just because of being able to take something and make it real, put it into reality. And then I'm really big about contribution. And I think that that's where you're coming from too, is just like, how is it that you can contribute in the world, whatever gifts are coming through you? Is that part of your program too?
You know what's so amazing is that until you really have absolutely, I mean, when I was young, right? I mean, I made a lot of money when I was young, and I was a trader, and I was making ridiculous money. And at that point in my life, I didn't really understand what's called gratitude power. I didn't understand the ability that if you give back, it comes back not tenfold, but 100-fold. But as I got a little older, I got a little bit wiser. It was amazing. When I was 18, my dad wasn't that smart. When I was 25, my dad was. When you come from that total place of service, I mean, yes. I can tell you that in the last year alone, I've done some million-dollar deals, right, because of coming from a place of service to help other people with no expectation other than the fact, listen, I know that by helping these guys, it'll come back 10, 20, 30, 40-fold from other areas of my life.
Yes.
And certainly, you know, in business today, if you help enough other people get what they want, you get what you want. Zig Ziglar said that a long time ago. And if you go back to the Bible, it says in the Bible, there's two words that says to create wealth. Two words in the Bible says if you want to become really wealthy in your life and with everything that you're doing, it says serve others.
Yes. I love that.
Serve others. That's the secret. What a concept, right? And here's the thing is that most people miss it because they're tuned into one station. It's called WIIFM. That's called What's In It For Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only station they tune into on a daily basis. They meet people. They can't wait to give them their business card and tell them how great they are and here's what I can do. Instead of saying, listen, it's great to meet you, and specifically, and this is important, language, the quality of your life is in direct proportion to your ability to effectively communicate. What specifically can I do to help you in your life and help with your business? Without ever asking for anything in return. And then deliver on it. That's the big thing. Don't just talk about it. Deliver on it. Mm-hmm. You know, what you guys are doing is you're empowering people through this station, right, to get the right people and get the right message to have the best chance to win in every area of their life. But when you can come from that place of service, let me tell you something, you'll have peace in your heart.
Yeah.
And you'll know that when you speak to a group, you come from a total place of absolute faith and certainty. And when you do that, whatever it is in your life and your business, I can promise you, you will become unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that because, you know, that really does end up being why we're even here on this planet. When you can live your purpose and you're contributing, I mean, I can just imagine, Bill, that you've got like amazing celebration parties, you know, at the end when there's first monumental milestones that people make on their product or their service. And it's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then it's like everybody's toasting to, you know, just celebrating life. And it sounds like that's what you're about. People.
You know, we do, but it's really more fun, the impact that we can make and helping them understand that, you know, the measurement of your success is not what you've done, but the people that you've helped. What have they done?
Right.
When you have those million-dollar success stories and you have people, lives that have changed, and sometimes, Max, it's just the small steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone just goes from that poverty or from that place where things are really challenging in their life to have a little bit of a breakthrough, you know, those little breakthroughs for them mean just as much for me as it does for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the bottom line is when they win, we win, right?
Absolutely.
And that's why I share with people, you know, if you want to become successful, build great relationships.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because that's really what it's all about. I mean, that's what Max and I have been doing over here the last year. We've been developing this incredible relationship over the air. And Bill, do you know we've never actually met in person?
See, but it all happens. We did now.
I know.
Are you and Max have never met?
I still have not met.
Mm-mm.
Wow, that's pretty wild. Cool stuff.
Oh, it is. It is.
Max, where do you live at?
I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So you guys
can
come to Chicago Rainmaker. You guys can both be my guests. Come to Chicago Rainmaker January 15 to 17 in Chicago. I mean, tickets are $3,000, $2,000 a ticket. I'll give you guys both a free ticket as my guest.
Right there.
Well, now you got a reason to be in Chicago, see?
We have two reasons to be in Chicago tonight. One is to go on Oprah with Jack McEnroe, and the other one is to come see you.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
Because,
see?
You know what? We're serving to others, and it's so funny because I was just telling Tamara, I said, Tamara, you know, we serve to others. We give back not only in health but in wealth. We're here to educate people on a health scale and on a wealth scale. And we want everyone in this inner circle that we've created, like Tamara says, to be at peace with themselves, to serve others. I'm huge with charity. I think the more you give back, the more I give back, the happier I am as a person. Because to see others who have struggles and to have these tribulations, to see them overcome them is one of the biggest joys in my life. And it's so true that everyone, your trial becomes your testimony. And your test becomes your testimony. No, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a really good friend here that I want to connect with. His name is Mr. Harry Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's doing some amazing things. Harry's doing some amazing things of health and wellness. He's a company called Ultra National Rock. Maybe you guys can have him on a show, but their company literally is changing people's lives in both those areas, health and wellness, and also creating even more success.
Wow. To create success is a wonderful thing, and everyone has the ability to do it. Just believe within yourself. Now, do you agree with this, Bill? What you're looking for is looking for you?
What you're looking for is looking for you. Yeah, you know, but I think, once again, it goes back to people have to be present. Want to double your income next year? Turn off the TV.
Yes.
I agree.
Right? You've heard that saying, garbage in, garbage what?
That's right. You know what, Tamara?
It's not garbage out. It's actually garbage in, garbage stays.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they don't tell you. The garbage stays and it rots inside.
It clutters your mind. You know, people, if you have a clutter in your house, the house is not your problem. Your mind is your problem. Unclutter your mind and you'll unclutter your house.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, we found that when we study organization, we study accountability, we really study what's called productivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about this. I learn a lot about people. I just look in the trunk of their car. Right? If the trunk is all disorganized, so is life. If you sit at your desk and you're right-handed, anything on the left-hand side of your desk is called a procrastination pile.
Mm.
You know, so what areas of your life are you procrastinating on tonight, right? What areas of your life have you been kind of like, well, I'm not sure. Let me tell you what. If you want to break through and you want to break out, you got to stand up and step out.
And you guys got to go on powerteaminternational.com. Bill, we've got to cut you off, not because we want to, but because time is limited.
Oh,
and we're
gonna
have you back
goes
on the show,
step.
Bill. We're going to definitely have you back on the show. And when we have you back, we're going to take callers. We shut the lines off tonight because we wanted to introduce you, Bill. We wanted to introduce Power Team International. Everyone, powerteamtips.com. Type that in your computer. You're going to get some gifts worth $1,000 to take you to the level in life that you need to be, which is successful. And Bill, thanks so much for coming on LA Talk Radio and Max and Fran.
And Max, let me just make a plug, too. He's got something going on November 18th. If anybody is out here on the West Coast, it's going to be at the Hilton Irvine on MacArthur Boulevard, and it's going to be from 6 to 10. And the tickets are free, and Mark Victor Hansen is going to be there with them. And he is the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. So those two together, powerhouses, come out and see them. It's going to be incredible. November 18th.
Give us a word of advice, word of wisdom for the closing of the show.
You know, the closing of the show, and this is great because it's really the beginning of tomorrow. And never, ever, ever, ever give up on your dreams, right? Have absolute faith and belief in what's possible. And surround yourself with leaders, with the people that really are the doers in life, not the talkers, the doers in life. And you'll achieve everything you've ever been looking for by coming from that place of service and gratitude.
And what I say to that is, once your dream has been fulfilled, dream bigger. Right, Tamara?
Yeah. Yes, baby, that's right.
All right, guys. Good night. I love you guys. Thanks for having me on the
Thanks,
show.
Bill. We'll have you again real soon. Have a good night.
Thanks, Bill.
You know what's so great about this show, Tamara, is that here on the East Coast, 11 o'clock, we're the last hour until the new day. So come 12 o'clock, y'all got to be ready because you know what? Tomorrow when you wake up and you take that first step, take the step to succeed in life because only you have the power within you to do it. Tamara, what's your wisdom, word of advice for the week?
Oh, my goodness, is just live from that space of passion. Whatever it is, get underneath it. Find out what makes you tick and work from the inside out. I love that. I love what Bill said when he says, when you change, your environment changes.
You know what, Tamara? I'm going to give you advice real quick. You know what you need to do with your trunk? Clear out your trunk, whatever's in it, and put some cases of vibrators in there. I'm going to do the same. My trunk is empty. All I'm putting in my trunk are some cases of vodka, and I'm going with them. And we had a listener tune in and say, you know what? You want to get your vibrator out there, have Paris Hilton use the vibrator on TV Live and see how fast you get recognition. So on that note, everyone, if you want to get recognized, recognize who you are first. Look in the mirror, look into your own eyes and recognize. And remember, if you think your dream has already come to fruition, dream bigger. On that note, everyone, take life to the max. We love you so much for being here with us tonight. Thanks to Jack. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Tamara. We got to wrap this show up because otherwise we're going to sit here again for another hour.
But Tamara, and believe me, we can fill in that space.
We can fill in that gap. But you know what, everyone? Be inspired for this week. Be the change in yourself. And on that note, love you all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night. Have a great morning. And wherever you are, tune into yourself before you tune into others. But always tune into Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're ready to wrap this show up. We're out of here. You guys
love
ready?
Love you guys.
Go?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Good morning. And good afternoon.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.